we certainly don't have full conversations on cell phones, you know. Usually the reception is so bad, but it's only bad on your side. The person talking to you has no clue. They're just rambling on and on. You've got your finger jammed in your ear. You're shushing people on the street. You're ducked behind a dumpster so you can hear about your friend's new haircut. What about the bangs? Are they shorter? Are the bangs shorter? The bangs!
Strategist Radio.
Raw and real. No crap. No fluff. No hype. Just pure strategic pleasure from his playbook to yours. Love, affection, and looking out for you. Live from the Trinity WebWorks Business Radio Studios on the Trinity Broadcast Network. The Strategist Radio Live with your Italian ace in the hole, TJ Marino.
Second stage tanks now pressurized. 35 seconds and counting.
100% target velocity.
Steve, picking up tremendous EMI levels around the machine. All field measurements are pegged off scale high.
So we're approaching our abort limits.
I hear her, barely, but she's there. She says she's okay to go.
Driving your business sales to the next level. Delivering the gift that keeps on giving. The Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino.
Wow, 6:02 on the West Coast, Strategist Radio Live. It is a Wednesday. Today's our 13th day of May, 2015. And, you know, John Southard once said, the only people with whom you should try to get even are those who have helped you. Welcome to the program for your Wednesday. Today it's Marketing Strategy. We'll talk about social media reactors, and we'll simplify that process as well. Also, why public relations is essential for your business. And Jason Nazar will check in, CEO and founder of DocStock.com. We'll talk about how to bring, how to drive, how to cultivate more traffic to your website. Oh, for free. As always, it is a pleasure to serve you. This Wednesday is no exception. Thanks for joining me again this morning. I love you very much. I appreciate your friendship. I appreciate your support. Thank you for your emails to support at tjmarino.com. You make me smile. And I'll tell you what, every day in business that you can get somebody making you smile is a good day.
Yeah!
It's a good day. Sure. Inner Circle members, you faithful friends of mine, listen, I am so blessed to be able to have you as my Inner Circle friends. It's an opportunity for me to share what you do with my colleagues across the globe, and not just here on this program as we serve out to over 120 countries. I've been doing it for 13 years here on this particular network, but also in my day-to-day business dealings, and those of you know who I've sent your way. So if you're in business and you're not an Inner Circle member yet, I don't even know who you are. I should know who you are and what it is you do. Let me know. Join the Inner Circle. It's absolutely free. All you have to do is make your way over to the hub at tjmarino.com, and bam, we are connected.
Yeah!
That's it. I want to say good morning to Alan Levy and the fine folks over at Blog Talk Radio, as well as our friends over at Live 365. number of years ago, they partnered up with us, and we are so pleased that we're able to use their online network so that we can not only broadcast the show terrestrially, but also digitally across the globe. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Gratitude is so important. You know, sometimes when we get caught up in looking at ourselves or some of the boneheaded things we've done in our lives or some of the boneheaded things we've done in the last 15 minutes, you know, or just sometimes people are just visceral. They're just mean. It's so nice to surround yourself with people that are just filled with gratitude. No matter how bad their situation gets, you'd never wonder how in the world. No arms, no legs, in the wheelchair, barely can walk, barely can talk, but they just have this beautiful smile on their face. What are they doing? Where do they get that? I love it. And these are the types of people that we need to surround ourselves with, particularly when we've chosen, when we've opted to become an entrepreneur. Because as you know, it's frightening. There's a lot of uncertainty. There's risk. And there is a high degree of percentage that we're going to fail at a lot of the things that we do. So we need to surround ourselves with individuals that really zero in on people that can help us succeed, right? Wanted to share this with you this morning, our friends over at Entrepreneur, Jason Demers. He's the contributor over at Entrepreneur, also founder and CEO of Audience Bloom. Shares with us this morning that entrepreneurship in many ways, and I agree, about achieving independence. You won't have a boss anymore. You won't have a network of supervisors and coworkers to set your schedule or monitor your success. Instead, you'll become a master of your own destiny. And you'll become accountable only to yourself for your ongoing action. Now, that independence can also be a curse. Fact of the matter is that even though entrepreneurship is an independent act, the most successful entrepreneurs in the world only got to where they are because of the help they receive from the people around them. Now, you will be making your own decisions and carving your own gateway. But if you want to be as effective and impactful as possible, you really do need to rely on a few types of people to help you get there. And Jason shares a few this morning, and I wanted to share those with you as well. Pass along the love. Number one, mentors you admire. Mentors are indispensable, according to Jason, and again, I agree, resources for entrepreneurs. You know, this is the thing, especially if you're starting a business for the first time. Most business entrepreneurs have owned multiple businesses in the past and have made more mistakes and learned more lessons than we can imagine, right? We've both been there. So, these mentors you admire will help you by providing advice, perhaps perspective and guidance, whenever you need it. Often for nothing. They also typically have an extended network of resources and contacts you can take advantage of when building up the infrastructure of your business. But you want to be sure to find a mentor you admire and trust. Now, if you do, he or she can guide you down the right path for years. And that's what we're looking to do. Sustain profitability, to sustain the organization. Now, if you struggle with finding a mentor for your business, perhaps looking at social media for older entrepreneurs in your particular industry sector, or even in your local geo area. You can also start attending local networking events, Chamber of Commerce, get invited to Rotary, Boys and Girls Club. I can go on. And talking with everyone you come across. You never know who you might meet. Keep your eyes peeled. You want to also align yourself with partners you respect. Whether you're forming a partnership to run the business together, or you're simply finding other businesses to join forces with, finding partners you respect is essential to increasing your chances for entrepreneurial success. Now, with a foundation of mutual respect, business partners are less likely to succumb to the usual weaknesses such as bickering, manipulation, and general selfishness. So finding great partners, you may be well aware of this, are not easy. But it is important if you want to maximize your potential. Don't rush out to find one, but take your time and wait for that perfect partner fit. Find employees and other stakeholders that you can trust. The business cannot succeed with leadership alone. You'll need to have a dedicated, reliable network of individuals. Maybe they're employees. Maybe you're outsourcing to outside vendors, outsourcing to outside help. Maybe it's your strategy team. Maybe it's your accounting team, your legal team, etc. Reliable network of these individuals to help you execute the day-to-day operational responsibilities of your business venture. And they're going to serve as a vehicle for your directives. So you need to trust that they can accomplish the tasks you set out, or at least communicate when they find themselves unable. Now, to help create an environment that naturally attracts a trustworthy type of employees or other stakeholders, you need to establish clear guidelines for your culture within your organization, even if you're the Lone Ranger, and be especially critical during the interviewing process. Look for candidates with great personalities, good solid fit with that culture, as I alluded to, and genuine sincerity over the candidates with a long history of accomplishment or those with an exceptional educational background. Friends you make time for. Your friends will help you through your entrepreneurial journey more than you realize, but only if you allow them to. Now, once you get in the thick of things as an entrepreneur, it's too easy to sacrifice your personal relationships. Working long hours and on weekends is a necessary evil at times. But it's also important to draw a line and take some time for yourself and to collaborate with friends. This creates a healthier work-life balance. And finally, family members that support you. Never neglect the power and importance of your family. They were there for you before you started the business. They're there for you now, and they'll be there for you regardless of whether your company becomes a breakout success or a total failure. So don't be afraid to share your problems, your fears, your worries, and challenges. You can be transparent. Hold these issues. Hold them in, and you can run into problems. In other words, more stress. You can alienate yourself, and this is what you don't want to do. Make sure you're taking some regular time off with the fam and keep them as an active part of your entrepreneurial journey. Here's some ideas shared by our friends and entrepreneur, particularly Jason Demers. He's a contributor, founder, and CEO of Ondi and Splume, and we want to thank him very much for sharing that this morning with us. Hope that's helpful for you as well. A couple of minutes, we'll talk about marketing strategy, social media reactors, simplified. Let's talk a little bit about public relations, publicity, and why it's essential for your business. Public relations is one of the most powerful and effective tools any business can utilize to further their success. Understanding the relationship between your company and the media and how to make the most of this dichotomy will allow you to reach the widest audience in the best possible way. Sarah Robarts checks in. She is the president of Ballantine's PR.
For me, PR is when via the media you meet your marketing objectives. So it's taking that message that you want and successfully getting the media to cover it. So it can be really critical for a business. First of all, from a positive, proactive sales side, it can make or break a business, essentially. I mean, if you think about it, just about everything we read in the news and in the publications and the media around us has been touched in some way or another by PR. So what makes it really important to a business, I think, is that you are controlling your message, getting across what you want to say about your product in the media. And then the other side, perhaps you're in a crisis. How to control that and how to get ahead of it, because often false stuff is written about people. And if you are PR savvy and learn how to respond, you have an opportunity there to counter that. You don't just have to settle for what's being put out there. I love the power of PR, like the transformative quality of what happens when someone's product or their place or their story gets connected with the media. It's transmitted via the media, whichever mechanism that it hits. And I love to see how it impacts, for good, people's sales, people's businesses, people's lives. It's really rewarding. And I love that there's such a science to PR. I think there's this sort of myth. People aren't quite sure what PR is. Everyone's heard of it, but no one really knows what the hell it is. And yet there's such methodology to it if it's done well. And then it has this really creative side too. And I think I love that left and right brain, that I can combine that in my work. I love.
Strategist Radio.
Star at 6:17 for our Wednesday morning. How you doing? 13th day of May 2015, although you already knew that. God, I would hope so. Here's what's coming up on the remainder of this week's programming for Strategist Radio Live. Tomorrow for our Thursday marketing strategy, check it out. How your blog can become more profitable. And on Friday, we'll round out this week with book marketing strategy. How to proactively pitch your book. All ahead this week on Strategist Radio Live, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific Time, Monday through Friday. And if you miss any portion of the program, you can come back to the Hub and listen to any of the archives, because we turn each live show into a podcast shortly after each airing. And you can pick up all of the archives on the Hub at tjmarino.com. Help yourself, it's there for you. All right, so let's talk about how to drive more traffic to your website, your web property at no cost. Jason Nazar, CEO and co-founder of DocStock, shares some of his valuable tips and how to increase traffic to your website for absolutely no money. Jason.
If you're trying to drive traffic to your website or business online, and you don't have a big budget or you don't want to pay for search engine marketing, there are 7 main ways that you can get traffic to your website. The first is through search engines. Most notably, if you create good, valuable content, it's going to get indexed in search engines like Google and Bing, and it's going to drive people from those search engines when they do queries in those sites, like, how do I start a business, to your website. The second is through press. And a lot of times we may think that we need to pay a big PR firm to get us press, but there are so many bloggers and websites and tech blogs and niche blogs on the web that by going to them and presenting them with what you're doing that's new and fresh and different, it may be a lot easier to get them to write about you than you realize, and they'll move their audience over to your website. The third is through social media. And increasingly more and more sites like Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and Dig and Reddit are driving large amounts of traffic to third-party sites. The fourth are through partnerships and deals. So how can you convince another website owner that has their own source of traffic to move traffic over to your website? Maybe it's because you're going to do a revenue share deal on all the members that they send over to your website or blog. The fifth way is through refreshing content. And if on your website or online business, you're constantly updating your site with new, relevant, meaningful content, it gives people a reason to engage and come back on an ongoing basis. So they don't just show up at your website for the first time, but they come back because they know there's going to be new content on there. The sixth way is through what we call the viral loop. And that's how do you turn your users into marketers for you. So such that every person that comes to your website or online business then tells their friends about this. And one of the best examples was when LinkedIn first got started. You know, they gave a reason for you to export your contacts from Outlook and share with all the users to build up your own connection base. And they turned all of their users into marketers for them. And the last is to solve a compelling need. So there's so many websites to go to, there's so many things to do, but if online, for your online business, you solve a compelling need, meaning you really help somebody with things that are important to them, things like how they get their health better, how they can find relationships that they want, how they can get the products and services they really need, it will spread through word of mouth and people will show up more often. And those are the seven ways in which you can really drive traffic to your site without having to pay for it.
Strategist Radio.
Strategist Radio for your Wednesday. Glad to have you on board this morning. So let's talk about marketing strategy, social media style, reactors, getting people to take action. Let's simplify the process a little bit as we round out today's edition of Strategist Radio Live. Up to today, much of social media marketing strategy has been subjective at best. So if you're not getting it, you're not the only one. That's correct. Top research clearly indicates that even Fortune 500 firms are not able to accurately determine whether or not their social media marketing efforts are quantifiably delivering a measurable return on investment, or what we refer to as ROI. That equals bad news and good news all at the same time. Now, the bad news is when you make a social media marketing investment that does not produce direct profits, while the good news is that some businesses have actually figured out the social media marketing process, and this levels out the competitive playing field for you and your business. Now, as an entrepreneur, the question is, how can you apply certain social media marketing reactors in order to generate profitable growth for your unique business endeavor? Let's take a look at a few of these, shall we? First of all, I want to share some of the work of Dave Kirpin. And Dave's put out a book, we've talked about this many times, really focusing upon social media. Likeable Media, in fact, is his company. And he's also now the founder of the offshoot, Likeable Local. So before he started to dole out social media advice for entrepreneurs like those at Inc. and Entrepreneur and et cetera, he spends a lot of times out keynote speaking. And after reading through his book and after working in social media since 2003, 2004, I tend to agree. Dave says, and I agree with Dave, first of all, we need to listen and then talk. Dave was in Vegas, checking in at one of the hotels, doesn't matter which one, and he said it took forever. So what did Dave do? Kirpin says, well, he does what he does best. He took to Twitter and quickly posted, waiting in line for 45 minutes at the Boom 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 Hotel. The name is not important for this program or this teaching. I don't want to throw anybody under the bus because I wasn't there. He says, not worth it, and hashtag fail. Did he hear anything from that particular hotel based on that tweet? Nope. But he did hear from the Rio. See, I give credit where credit is due. The hotel down the street. Within 2 minutes, the Rio tweeted back to Dave and says, and I quote, sorry you're having a bad experience, Dave. He even mentions it by name. Hope the rest of your time in Vegas goes well. Now, Dave didn't switch hotels on that particular trip. But what do you think he thought about the next time he was coming to Vegas? You bet, the Rio. And he liked the Rio on Facebook before he even got back. And sometime later, a friend going to Vegas saw that Dave had liked the Rio. So he asked Dave if he would recommend the hotel. And his response, he says, I don't think it's the fanciest, but I know that they listen. Kirpin pointed out that all the Rio did was pay attention. They listened. And then, number two, they responded with empathy. Remember, we're always talking about achieving a goal, solving a problem, satisfying a need. So it was paying attention to social media. And there's lots of apps. Or you can hire and outsource. Companies like ours do that all day long for people. Monitor social media so that we can be Johnny or Jenny on the spot and respond accordingly. So here's the thing. As Dave recommends, do the same thing. Regardless of the business you're in. If you're an accountant, well, go to Twitter and search need an accountant. Your customers are asking for you. Respond to everyone. And you're thinking, my God, that's a tall order. Well, if you can't manage it, you can't measure it and manage it, it's not worth doing. 60% of brands, mostly big ones, currently do not answer customers or prospects on Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms. What does that say to you? Hey, there's a differentiation strategy in the making. My competitors aren't responding. I respond, bam. Part of my competitive advantage. I'm listening. I'm responding. You're important. I'm here to help. Huge competitive advantage. Respond to everyone as best you can. This is a big one, and I've talked about this one a gazillion times, at least more than one. Tell, don't sell. Tell, don't sell. Social media is the most powerful when you use it to tell stories, not to sell your stuff. Tell the story that is going to touch and connect with the needs, the problems, the objectives, goals of those in the social media sphere that you're collaborating within. Next, you got to just be you. Don't try to put on a show. Be authentic. Be vulnerable. It's okay. How many times do I say I've done a nitwitted thing or I shouldn't have done that? Whoops. Hey, we're all flawed. Be vulnerable. It's okay. And when you are you, customers, believe it or not, will want to do business with you. That makes sense. Don't try to be the big cheese or the big cheesette. Be you. Advertising. Social media is not just touchy-feely. It's also about advertising and driving leads. So look at the different programs through Facebook and through Google and through Twitter. And remember this one. Be grateful. Be appreciative. Let people know that they're important. It's not about you. It's about them. Make them the star of the show. Okay, you just be the cheerleader. I love you. God bless you. Make it a great rest of your Wednesday. You're fabulous, fantastic, and wonderful. Tomorrow on the program, tomorrow's Thursday. Hey, look at marketing strategy. See, I just did the blunder. How your blog can become more profitable tomorrow on the program. I love you. God bless. Make it a great rest of your Wednesday. Thanks for being my friend. Kelly, close it out.
Live from the Strategist Business Radio Studio, this has been the Strategist Radio Live with TJ Marino. We'd love to hear from you. Thoughts, comments, ideas, victories, and even your business's silliest business spoofs. We invite you to contact us anytime. If you'd like to share your business best practice strategy on an upcoming edition of the show with our global audience, email Tony at support@tjmarino.com. Be sure to make your way to the Hub and help yourself to all the fresh, relevant, and timely business strategy materials, including the complete radio archive library, by visiting and bookmarking tjmarino.com. If you would like Tony to set aside the time to review your present business strategy, send your request in care of support@tjmarino.com. We'll see you again Monday through Friday, 6 to 6:30 a.m. Pacific, for our next raw and real intimate get-together on the Strategist Radio Live.